Hello, this is Pat Lynch, and you are listening to the Career Pathways Podcast. Today, you're supposed to come in. You're supposed to come in and interrupt me. We just went through all this. Hello. Let's do it again. Hello, this is Pat Lynch, and you are listening to the Career Pathways Podcast. Today, looks like the students are taking over, so I'm going to get behind the board and turn it over to Cheyenne and the team. Bye.
All right.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Ashley.
Hello, it's producer Cheyenne in front of the camera for once. So we brought our nursing advisor, if you want to introduce yourself to the camera.
Hi, my name is Dr. Becky Lee, and I am a registered nurse of about 28 years.
And then we have...
Hi, I'm Samik Shagiri. I'm originally from Nepal, and I'm an international nursing student here at Land College. Thank you for having me.
And then we have...
Ashley Campbell. I'm a sophomore here at Lyon College, and I just live an hour away in Ravenden, Arkansas. Yeah.
Okay.
This is why I stay behind the camera.
My question was, what is some advice that you can give to the new and current nursing students?
So the biggest advice that I have is just to take it one day at a time. So I know nurses especially want to kind of predict the future. Like you want to map out your life and plan things, like you're big planners. And that's really, really hard becoming a nurse and really getting where you need to go because it's bite-sized steps. So taking those core classes and, you know, the math and the English and the science and all of those classes, that is so fundamental to your future. I would just say my biggest advice would be to just learn your time management skill, learn test-taking strategies, learn as much as you can in the classes that you're in, and just take it all in. Enjoy the moment, have fun, try to balance everything, and really work on your time management skills.
I think I've definitely learned a little bit of all of those things within my time here.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah.
Do you have any questions for Sam?
So for Ms. Becky, I would say sometimes like during our course period, we will feel so much stressed and overwhelmed. So in that situation, how would you handle like everything?
Yeah, you know, that's a hard question. And I do see you all struggle. And I see kind of the inside of the daily stress that you have. And I'm a nurse. And so I can't help but give you a little bit of health advice. Yeah. And, you know, from a nursing perspective, we take care of the mind and the body and the spirit. So what I would challenge you as full-time college students is, how are you taking care of your mind and your body and your spirit? You know, what brings you hope? Where do you find meaning in life? What are your hobbies? Are you getting good nutrition? You know, are you exercising? I think one of my biggest concerns for college students is their nutrition. And that's why sometimes I'll tell you, give you little pieces of advice like I did today at lunch when I said, did you know that cranberry juice is really good for your...
Yeah, for my health.
Yes, yeah. for your urinary tract infections and kidneys and all of those things. And we talk about protein and we talk about hemoglobin and we talk about anemia. We talk about weight loss. And, you know, sometimes I get so concerned that I really think you guys need to be taking some, like, meal replacement milkshakes and stuff. I really worry about your physical, emotional, and your spiritual health. So I think, you know, when you're talking about stress, look at those things, but also remember to reach out for help because all of us here at Lyon College care about you from a holistic perspective, all three of those things. Mm-hmm. And we genuinely want to see you succeed. It's so hard these days to find that balance. So finding the things that help fill your cup, I think, is what I would, that's the biggest piece of advice I would have.
Thank you.
Why do you think students should come to Lyon's nursing program?
Well, obviously, we're the best. So we are a brand new program. But like I said, I do have a lot of experience teaching. And so you're getting all of that kind of combined, you know, experience plus the academic, you know, hat that I wear when I put that on every day. Plus, I think, as you guys might be able to say, that we are a family, you know, and I think that's something that makes us unique and a reason why you should come here, because we do all care about each other. And so maybe I can ask you, like, what do you like about Lyon College? Why are you all here in the nursing program? And what is it about us that brought you in? I think you can answer that question better.
Well, So thinking about my journey to Lyon College, I would say, like, so far it has been amazing, and I have built up a community who care for me, and like I'm learning a lot. Like, adjusting in the new environment is definitely hard, and I am, like, with the community, the Lyon College community, and people around me are helping me in this, like, coursework and everything. So yeah. So Miss Becky, I have a question for you. How is the clinical in our nursing coursework?
How is the clinical in the nursing coursework? Like, what to expect, mm-hmm. kind of with that?
Yeah.
You're gonna want to expect long days in early mornings and late nights. You're going to need to have good shoes. You're going to need to have clean clothes. Mm-hmm. You're going to need to make sure, you know, you always look nice and professional with your hair, you know, mm-hmm. tied up, and really watch the jewelry and cover your tattoos and stuff. We just want to remain really professional with our patients, and plan for transportation too. But practice in your simulation labs and your virtual reality labs before you go to clinical. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of any, like, preparation that you get to do, because if you're in the simulation lab, you can kind of practice, you know, some of your skills before you actually go in the hospital, so you feel a little bit more confident. But again, remember, it's one day at a time and one step at a time.
Definitely.
Yes. And also, I would recommend taking advantage of the opportunities that we have at Lyon College for learning how to take care of patients. So going to our clinicals, coming to the field trips that we do, mm-hmm. Interacting with the community. We have a health fair coming up in Cave City in a couple of weeks, and there's all kinds of stuff happening, and we're busy, and we move pretty quickly. And so
how many hours of clinical is required for
our nursing career? You do have to wear scrubs, and I do have free scrubs for you over in the campus ministry house.
So how long would our clinicals be? Would they be like a week at a time, or like on like a different scale than that?
Oh, no, your clinicals will be like once, maybe twice a week at the hospital for 12-hour shifts.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It won't be like you have to move away for a week or anything like that.
Right.
You'll still have your, like, daily routine, mm-hmm. but you'll block out long periods of time at specific times through the week. And then each semester changes a little bit. You will get a really well-rounded experience with clinicals. So you'll be going everything from pre-birth all the way up to our elderly patients, and all across the lifespan. So you'll be in all kinds of different types of facilities and all kinds of different clinical situations.
I know we briefly touched on it, but can we go into a little more depth about the community outreach programs that we're involved in?
Sure. I would love to ask you that question, Ashley, because you're our service coordinator for all of the nursing program activities.
Okay, go. Ask away.
Ashley, what are the community outreach programs that we have here at Lyon College for nursing students?
So my favorite one is our Ujima Maternity Clinics. These are located in Conway, Arkansas, and we love it. So the students will get the opportunities to give health history and vital signs. We'll do the urine analysis. And then there's also opportunities for ultrasound observation. If you didn't already know, Arkansas is the number one in the infant mortality rate. Sorry. And the Ujima Maternity Clinic is just really working to help kind of.
It's the maternal mortality for pregnancy related causes. So last year we were number one, but in November the stats changed a little bit.
Okay.
And they actually improved a bit. So, yeah.
What are we at now?
Well, last time I checked, we were like number four.
Okay.
But you can say we are ranked
one of the
poorly.
Highest. Yeah, we are one of the highest.
Pregnancy related causes of maternal death, which is maternal mortality.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not really familiar with the infant mortality rates because that's a separate thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what we really try to focus in on is saving the life of the mother, because then you save the life of the child in pregnancy.
Right.
You have to have one, you know, you can't have. Yeah.
Yeah, both.
Yeah. They're a package deal.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just like start over from my first sentence. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't know, Arkansas is one of the highest in maternal mortality rates, and the Ujima Maternity Clinic is just working to help improve this. And some other events that we have are like the birthing kit events. These will be events for the students to get together and package the materials, really just anything that you need for an infant and the mother, for the mother and the baby. And so,
yeah, it saves the life of the mother and the baby because of the sterile scalpel and the sterile cord clamps and the bulb syringe.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then some other things that we have are just to help improve the social determinants of anyone.
You got it. It's health.
Yeah, just the social determinants of health. And this would be like our Dress a Girl Around the World, where we will make templates and create dresses for children all around the world. And those are really lovely. I have not made a dress yet, but I've been working on the templates for those. And then we also will work with Soul Hope organization to help make shoes. And I think this is in Uganda, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Because there is a parasitic foot disease called jiggers, and this affects a large population in Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what else should I mention?
We're doing the community health fair up in Cave City here in the next couple of weeks, where we're going to focus on diabetes and dietary habits.
Yes, yeah. And that'll be on March 13th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're always looking for opportunities to be able to engage the public and to give our students service learning activities where you can practice, you know, what you learn and then build those skills and build your confidence and make a difference for the life of somebody in our community.
And I think I would also like to enlighten on our NSA, Nursing Student Association. In fact, Ashley is our president.
And we have Madam Vice here too.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh my goodness.
And we have NSA member, Cyan, too. So do you want to tell about our association?
What was your question? I forgot what... how should I
is
start?
Is this normal, Pat?
I'm just
handing
the board.
Well,
that's why we have a good editor.
We? Who's we? There is no we.
Is this fantastic? Is this common, Cheyenne? on the back end?
No, Pat, he knows his questions. He's got them in.
It's usually more like...
like back and forth.
Yeah. It's That's part of our personality.
I'm sorry, Cheyenne. We're putting you to work.
It's fine. I need the work. I'm
sorry.
Yeah, so we've been working on getting some events in place. We've sent out a poll to kind of figure out what everybody wants to do. And I really love having these events. Hopefully we'll start more in this semester. And I think it's just a great way to get the students involved and a way for us to bond, because we will be going through some kind of intense schooling. And I think we need to get to know each other so that we know who to turn to when times get tough.
Yes.
And
it's good.
We have one event coming up that I had talked about the birthing kits and everything else earlier. So we're going to do a kind of station event where we kind of compile all of these events together in one time. And there should be a poll sent out pretty soon about that. And yeah, we've already had one meeting so far. We'll have monthly meetings. Right now, they're on the second Tuesday of every month. And yeah, we have a pretty good time. I think we had a good meeting last time.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We went through a lot. So I'm really excited for this semester.
Yes.
When we will start our nursing school?
You get to start nursing classes basically as a... Oh, my gosh.
I just keep getting flashbacks of the first podcast.
I don't know. Did I miss
this? Sami, don't look at me and start laughing.
It's just like when your mouth like cracks. And then you're like...
Oh, my God. So... That's a great question. And I think it's something that makes us really unique here at Lyon College. And that is that actually you get nursing experiences your very first semester as a freshman. So we don't discriminate as far as GPA, you know, what prerequisite classes you've had. If you have been admitted to Lyon College and you want to be a nurse, mm-hmm. then you're welcome to come to our events and the activities that we have where you can actually practice some of those skills and see if it's a good fit for you. Nothing, obviously, that would be dangerous to anyone, but just, you know, simple things will take you out as a freshman and then all the way through each semester of your nursing school. For those entire 4 years, you can participate in clinical activities. But your really intense 12-hour shifts, those come after 4 semesters of Lyon College core classes.
So in our junior year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That'll be something to look forward to. You two are already going to that soon. I still got a whole year.
Now, I will say that Samiksha has accelerated her pathway because mm-hmm. she really wanted to save money. And she wanted to be respectful of her family's time commitment and investment mm-hmm. into her future. And so she has accelerated her program by taking summer classes, doubling up on sciences, and doing some things that were really uncomfortable for her.
It was hard.
Yeah, which is why I'm talking about anemia and weight loss, but and hemoglobins, because that was. But she has actually excelled. So Samiksha, how many semesters has it been that you will have taken at Lyon College before you enter your nursing classes?
It would be 3 semesters here at Lyon College, and I'll be taking a summer courses. After that, I'll start probably by this fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Samiksha has been able to get it done in 3 semesters plus a summer. So it is possible, you know, to be in a fast pace. I don't recommend that, obviously, because it has been really stressful. But you know, when you look at the benefit versus the struggle, you have to make that decision for yourself. And something else that I think is really cool about our program is we have 3 unique pathways to basically meet you wherever you are. So if you come to me and say, I'm a really, you know, smart student, you know, I've got my time management skills accomplished. I know how to take care of myself. Can you help me get this done as fast as possible? Okay. You know, if you come and say, I need to take my time, I need to, you know, to, I want to enjoy the college experience. I want to have fun. You know, I want to be in a sorority, all of those kinds of things, or I'm playing a sport. You know, we can just, you know, slow it down a little bit. So we can go fast. You can take a fast pace. You can do a slower pace. You can take our nursing BSN classes while you're in the specific nursing associate level courses. So you can start out as a freshman. You can start out as a junior. You can come in even after you have your RN. It's a really creative approach. Our heart and our passion is to help get as many nurses as possible into the community, staying in Batesville or in our local community and meeting people where they are at the front lines.
Definitely. I think that's amazing that we can do that. Thank you. But I definitely want to try and do the accelerated path.
You do?
Yes.
I didn't know
that. I'm going to take some summer courses.
Okay, come see me. Mm-hmm. Because we can do a fall start or a spring start. So I could potentially start you spring of 26.
I'm just excited to get into the, the program.
That means you would be one semester behind these ladies. Mm-hmm. So it's possible.
Mm-hmm. We need you in our circle. We need you.
I'm going to be alone.
No, let's find somebody to get in there with you.
I'm kidding. But
no, really, because if I like that, because if I can space out the students that are going in the fall and the spring, then that's even more nurses we can move into the front lines as soon as possible. Right. But I don't want you to miss milestones in your development.
No, no, definitely.
Yeah.
So this is a podcast about careers. Mm-hmm. So what careers can we expect? Nursing.
The sky's the limit. I mean, honestly, nurses are needed in every capacity that there is. Whether you're interested in being in the front lines, working in intensive care, working in the emergency rooms, we have about 60 positions available right now at our local hospital. So you could basically work in any unit that you want. We really need acute care nurse practitioners right now at our local hospital. And then I also saw recently another position at the Newport Hospital for an acute care nurse practitioner. And so that I think would be a really fun job for one of you to take. It's hard to get nurses to come into rural areas, and it's, I mean, fun.
Rewarding.
Rewarding. Worth it. I don't know why. Why? Anyway. But so acute care nurse practitioners, you can focus on research. You can focus on leadership. You can focus on informatics. You can focus on public health. You could become a mother baby nurse. You can become a lactation consultant. You can really do just about anything that you're interested in. You can be a quality and safety nurse. You could be a care manager. You can work in public health and in population health, community health. What do you want to do? What are you passionate about? And then we'll help find the career for that. Nurse anesthetist. There's so many different things. And one of the neat things about nursing is that if you choose one direction, you can go another direction at any point in time that you want to. Neonatal intensive care. There's so many avenues depending on where you're really passionate and where your gifts are.
I do have one more question. Do you think Lyon will get a master's program for nursing?
Good question. So we took we had a big nursing advisory council meeting last week, and we got some survey results back, which is how I know that we need acute care nurse practitioners. Mm-hmm. And we also need a lot of nurses in cath lab. So evidently we're short staffed there. And we've even been still having some travel nurses coming in to our Wright River hospital because of the lack of full-time nursing professionals. What was the question? This stuff kind of distracts me.
They don't do it often, but when they do.
Yeah. So as far as the master's degree goes, the Nursing Advisory Council, which is made up of all kinds of CEOs and, you know, CNOs and nursing faculty from the community, the highest scoring track that they think that we should start next is an RN to MSN.
I think that would be awesome because I do want to definitely get my master's. Mm-hmm. and either become a nurse, an anesthetist, mm-hmm. or a nurse practitioner.
Awesome.
So I think that would be open, or that would like open more doors for other students, and mm-hmm. that would be so amazing.
I love it. So, mm-hmm. I hope we can make that happen.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely come back from Minnesota to come to the master's program with you.
Okay. So. Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, we're open.
That's what the Nursing Advisory Council is recommending that we do mm-hmm. next.
So we've just started a new program. It's called Body Swaps. It's a soft skills simulation, and we haven't completely started it yet, so I haven't looked into any particular simulations, but I've looked at some of the ideas surrounding them, and there's like how to deal with an angry patient, or, you know, I can't think of another one at the moment, but just anything that, you know, any particular circumstance that you could come into in real life, they have in Body Swaps. Mm-hmm. And not only that, they have the virtual role play, where you can just, if there isn't a module already made, then you can just search up a different circumstance and it will give you that from AI. So I think this is going to be fantastic for our nursing program because, you know, there's no pressure really when it comes to the virtual reality. You know, it's not real life, but you still get to learn those skills through this kind of technology. Mm-hmm. And so,
yeah, one of the things that our constituents has been really impressed with is our wide variety of teaching modalities. And so we do the virtual reality, and we also have a lot of like reflection, clinical journals and practice experiences where you go into the hospitals and you have preceptors. So we do have a this is hard.
I'm sorry, Miss Maggie.
I keep saying the same things over and I'm sweating. Scholarships. I would recommend taking advantage of the money that is available through the local hospitals. Mm-hmm. For example, our White River Healthcare Facility offers a sign-on bonus. If you decide, once you start those nursing classes, you can sign on with the hospital and they'll pay a certain amount of money towards your degree. Now, there is eligibility criteria and the stipends are competitive, so you have to apply. There's four specific positions at the hospital, and so you have to go through a process to get approved for that, but it is quite a bit of money, and I would advise that you do that and take advantage of it because it's a win-win for you. You have 100% employment rate. You know when you're going to be working, where you're going to be working. You can get to know that facility, and they can get to know you, and that will help you to be the very best nurse possible.
With the White River thing, they are actually doing like kind of a deal thing too. So instead of having to work like four shifts or whatever, they would like knock it down to like three if you want to be like full time still or whatever.
Wow.
So, but I think that's awesome too.
And that's the weekend option, right?
I think so.
Yeah, you can instead of working full time, you can work like 2 days.
Yeah, and then it counts you as full time.
And you get full time status with full time benefits. Mm-hmm. And it's for students that are studying full time.
Because they told me that when I was onboarding, because I mentioned to them I was interested in nursing, and they mentioned mm-hmm. that. And I found that was really awesome.
It is.
And they love Lion students.
Aww.
They really do.
So. I'm glad.
Yeah, every time I go to work, I see the Lion nursing poster when I clock in.
Good.
It's like right next to when I clock in. So I'm like,
oh, awesome. Hi. I'm glad.
Mm-hmm. So.
Do y'all know why it's important for our community to have a BSN program? Mm. I wonder if I've taught you this yet.
You talked about it on the way to Little Rock.
Did I?
I think like the nurses who have a BSN degree are more qualified. Like, they have more education compared to the associate's nursing degree. And with the knowledge and skill that they learn during their BSN is what make them different. And that is for the patient's life, too.
Mm.
So
it's for the patient's life. And tell us what you mean by that.
Like, a nurse with a BSN degree is...
That's a hard question.
I know I put you on the spot because that's, I just want to make sure everybody knows what you're saying, because what you're saying is true and I know what you're saying. Can you, one of you guys pick up after her?
Like, I want to complete this one, but like, can you suggest me some words?
It improves patient outcomes.
Okay. So the nurse having BSN degree and the nurse having associate's degree, looking at the data, we can see the patient's outcome. With the nurse with BSN degree, they have good patient outcomes and they provide good care to their patients.
We have to say improved instead of good.
Sian is laughing at me.
I'm not laughing. I'm smiling at the...
Sorry.
Yeah, because good is too neutral of a word.
Okay.
So you have to...
Improving patient.
Yeah.
Okay. So the nurse with BSN degree help to improve the patient outcomes. So I think that's what makes a difference.
Good job. What's one thing that you've learned so far being a pre-nursing student here at Lyon College that you think will affect your practice as a nurse in the future?
Discipline. Very, a lot of discipline.
Definitely. I agree with that.
Yes.
I would say patience.
Patience.
Mm-hmm. Like, things can go like a roller coaster and like, you have to be ready in like whatever situation come in your life. Well, yeah. I would say patience and time management too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I learned a lot of time management coming on as a student.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause you got to make sure you make all your due dates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, discipline and grit, because this is not the easiest school.
Yeah.
And it teaches you to persevere.
Yeah.
Through anything.
We have to do this interview in another year and see what you say then.
Oh my goodness, yes.
And how much more you've learned in another year.
Like, a year-by-year comparison.
Yes.
And that would be beautiful.
Like, do a talk to your future nurse self.
Oh, yes.
And then be like, I'm a nurse!
Oh my gosh,
that would be
fun.
Please? Yeah.
Absolutely.
With the four of us, so we'll have to revisit it. So far, with your first year of nursing school, you've learned patience, you've learned grit, you've learned time management, organization, and there was one other.
Discipline.
Those are great qualities to learn. I think all of your faculty would be really proud of you for learning those skills.
Yay. Future Ashley, how are we?
Did we make it as nurses?
Future Ashley.
Let me know.
Take some deep breaths. You haven't seen anything yet.
Get some quality rest.
Oh gosh. For once.
You can do it. You can do it, Ashley. You got this. And you know, when it gets tough, you have each other.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not when it gets tough or if it gets tough, because you know there's going to be challenging times. Yeah, but we can make it through together.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of my favorite things about Lyon is because here, you know, we're not just a number. Like, I know all of my professors, you know, I know everybody at school. And it feels like more of a community. Absolutely.
Yeah, the teachers definitely know students one-on-one better. Like, if I went up to one of my professors, they like, know where I'm from. They know my boyfriend really well. Like, they just know our personal lives really well. And I just feel like it's more connecting and more rewarding that they actually know you as a person.
Absolutely. Yes. You're not a number at all.
Mm-hmm. That's what I definitely like about this little school.
Mm-hmm. I think one thing that I've heard over the last couple of weeks is that we're small, but we're mighty.
I wonder who said that.
Says it all. Yep.
Yep.
Great person said that.
Yes.
That was me.
But no, we are definitely small but mighty.
Yes.
Can't wait especially to see what you all do. I know. So why do you think in nursing we're small but mighty?
Because there's just like a small amount of people, but we can do so much with that.
I know.
And we are strong people and we can persevere.
So, yes. That's awesome.
Just our little family, but we're so strong.
We are. And we get our strength from each other.
Mm-hmm. We lift each other up. Mm-hmm.
It's a very positive place to be.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Pat, we're going to have more big news in the next month.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, also, our accreditation lunch is on the 11th. So.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. What? How do y'all feel about that?
Fantastic.
Mixed feeling for me. Yeah.
Mixed feeling.
Yeah, in between.
Nervous. It's intense because they will be asking you a lot of really pointed questions and they want to hear your experience.
That's why I'm scared, because I've only been in, like, I haven't even been like as much in the program as you guys have, but I've still been in a little bit and I'm not very good at like direct point questions. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
You can see how well we are.
Yeah.
Our bloopers.
Yeah. But you two are way more in it and no more, so.
They're just a couple semesters ahead of you.
Yeah.
It's not too much further. Yeah.
Is there anybody, are they the highest in the program?
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have five students starting in the fall. These two, Chris plus Katie plus Olivia.
Are starting the, like, the actual program?
Yeah, yeah.
The fall? In the fall.
Yeah, and then I want to start some more in the spring, too. So if you want to be a part of that, I don't know. I have to look at your stuff because I don't know how quickly we can speed you up.
Right, I did come in with extra credit.
Okay.
And if I'm doing more credit in the spring.
Let's look at that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have time after your
business? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yay. Sure.
I'll cut that.
Nope.
This broadcast is sponsored in part by Lion College and by Kilt Studios.
Yeah. What should we talk about?
I love the Nursing Student Association because I was just trying to help you guys say something.
I thought you were going.
I was going to.
It was right there.